The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Compassionate God, you gather the whole universe into your radiant presence and continually reveal your Son as Savior. Bring wholeness to all that is broken and speak truth to us in our confusion, that all creation will see and know your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark, the first chapter. Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame began to spread. The Gospel of the Lord. A man tells the family doctor, "Doc, I think my wife's going deaf." The doctor says, "Well, here's something you can try to test her hearing at home. Stand some distance away from her and ask her a question. If she doesn't answer, move a little closer and then closer again and keep asking the question and repeating this until she answers. Then you'll be able to tell just how hard of hearing she really is." The man goes home and he tries it out. He walks in the door and says, "Honey, what's for dinner?" He doesn't hear an answer, so he moves a little bit closer. "Honey, what's for dinner?" Still no answer. He repeats this several times until he's standing just a few feet away from her. And finally she answers, "For the 11th time, I said we're having meatloaf." Who do you listen to? Just last week, my wife asked me if I was listening to her. And I thought, that's a strange way to start a conversation. Who do you listen to? Hearing is one thing, heeding is another. There are many voices of authority which we hear and which we heed, and they make a big difference in how we lead our lives. When our youngest child was very young, we dubbed her the voice of authority. She didn't know what she didn't know, but she wasn't shy about speaking with authority. There was a time when we trusted authorities. Dr. Spock was the authority on early childhood. How many of you read his book and heeded his advice? That is, until he changed it later. Walter Cronkite was known as the most trusted man in America. He signed off every night with the words, "And that's the way it is." And we took his word for it, because he was the voice of authority. There was a time when we trusted our elected leaders, but that was before Watergate, when we learned that even the president could be a crook. There was a time when we trusted clergy. Parents would believe the priest before they would believe their own children. Social researchers call this the authority bias. We tend to trust people who are in positions of authority, even if they are not trustworthy or who they say they are. There was a time when we trusted authorities. But now in the age of social media, we are each the authority. Who do you listen to? Who is your authority? In today's gospel lesson, Jesus goes from his home in Nazareth to the village of Capernaum to teach in the synagogue. Capernaum was a small town on the north side of the Sea of Galilee, about 30 miles from Jesus' home of Nazareth. Why did he go to Capernaum? Well, remember what he said about staying home? No prophet is accepted in his hometown. If you grew up in a small town, you know exactly what that means. When you left to go to the big city and made a big splash in the news, the folks back home might have been proud of you, but they never let you forget that they knew you when. That they knew you when you were that snotty-nosed kid that lived down the street or on the farm next over. Capernaum was about the same size as Nazareth and had a population of less than 2,000 people back then. But it was a crossroads, so to speak, in the center of northern Galilee, and it was a fishing village, a port for those who fished on the Sea of Galilee. This is where Jesus called his first disciples, and from which he exercised his public ministry. The fact that he taught in the synagogue tells us that he had a reputation that preceded him. He had the credentials to teach as a rabbi at the synagogue in Capernaum. But the gospel tells us one more thing. He didn't teach like the other teachers. The gospel says that he taught with authority. What's that mean? Does that mean he pounded his fist on the pulpit? I notice I do that once in a while when I want to emphasize a point. Does that mean he put the fear of God into the people? Or that like Moses, he told them exactly what to do and how to do it? That he was an authoritarian? I've noticed in my own preaching that the more demanding I am, the more some people like it. Pastor, thanks for laying down the law. We needed to hear that. To be honest with you, I'm kind of uncomfortable with that. Yes, we do need to hear the law, but more than that, we need to hear the gospel, the good news, the amazing grace of God. My job isn't to tell you how to live your life. My job is to preach the law and the gospel so that you can respond to God's grace in the way that you live your life. For every person that doesn't trust authority, there is another person who wants an authoritarian to control their life. And there's no shortage of authoritarians in the world. People to whom we give blind devotion and treat like God. But there's only one God. And only one God who deserves our full devotion. And even if we're blind to it, the powers of this world see it very clearly. Because when Jesus is in the synagogue teaching, there's a man with an unclean spirit who cries out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." This seems like an interruption, doesn't it? I can just see the headlines in the Capernaum Times the next day, "Rabbi's visit disrupted by lunatic." But this isn't an interruption. It's an illustration. On the surface level, Jesus is teaching in the synagogue, and the people recognize that he is different from their other teachers, that he teaches with authority. But they can't quite put their finger on why or how he's different. But this lunatic knows who he is. This is not just Jesus teaching in the temple. This is God confronting the forces of this world. It's no wonder they were amazed, and it's no wonder that his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. Now let me come back to that question that I asked at the beginning. Who do you listen to? What authority do you hear and heed? There's no shortage of people who claim to be the voice of authority. No shortage of authoritarians who want your allegiance and devotion. But there is only one God who comes to us with law and grace, who heals the sick and forgives the sinner, who says, I came not to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. Jesus' ministry began when he was baptized in the Jordan River, and the people heard these words, You are my son whom I love. With you, I'm well pleased. And in a few weeks, on the last Sunday of the season of Epiphany, we go from the Jordan River up to the Mount of Transfiguration, and we're going to hear the coda to that gospel. This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him. Listen to him. Amen.
Proclaim our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and he is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our response to the prayers of intercession this day is receive our prayer. As we celebrate Christ embodied in human form, we pray for God's blessing on the church, the world, and all of creation. Loving God, we pray that your example of teaching with confidence and authority builds up your church in love. May all church leaders and teachers honor your instruction and model your inclusive ways. God of grace, receive our prayer. Renewing God, we pray for all of creation that waterways flow clean and clear, natural spaces are protected, and our planet is healed. Let us commit to thoughtful care of the earth. God of grace, receive our prayer. Justice-seeking God, we pray for those in government and community leadership that they lead with honor and mindfulness. May they remember their covenants and be upright in their ways. God of grace, receive our prayer. Compassionate God, we pray for all in need, especially those who have known rejection, any who struggle with long-term illness or chronic pain, those without access to safe housing or health care, and any who are suffering. God of grace, receive our prayer. Still speaking, God, we pray for our congregation, for its artists and musicians, for its educators and caregivers, that all gifts are used to care for those in need and to live out your example of accompaniment, gospel witness and love. God of grace, receive our prayer. Wonderful God, we ask that you be with the community of Shepherd in the Desert in Sun City. Bless that congregation of our brothers and sisters. Empower them for the gospel to be spread wildly and wonderfully in their community. Bless all who serve as laity and for Pastor John Maroney, their pastor. God of grace, receive our prayer. Eternal God, we remember all who have been teachers, mentors, and companions in the church and in our lives. We trust that all who have died rest in your loving care. God of grace, receive our prayer. Knowing the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, we offer these prayers and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Receive the benediction. God who names us, Christ who claims us, and the Holy Spirit who dwells in us, bless us and remain with us always. Amen.